Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We mask and social distance every winter. We will see a dramatic reduction in flu, which usually causes hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations and tens of thousands of deaths. I wonder whether that will be the lesson.
When will this nightmare end?
I've been cautioned not to give an answer to that because we don't know for sure. But my hope is by this time next year, we're going to be back to normal. And before that, my hope.
That's a long time.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Kids not being able to engage in extracurricular activities. Sports was football was for my son. These are the events that kids should, in my opinion, be able to choose to take part in and shouldn't be stopped from doing so by local, state, or federal government.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We got a lot of sound cuts to play this hour. We'll play some from Governor Cuomo's press conference, which is not being well received in New York, as you might imagine. And we'll also play some from Charlie Parker. And he's saying that just because he's predicted the end of the world like 17 times in a row in his big revival tent, that's no reason to believe that he's not going to be right on the 18th time, and that the world really is coming to an end. And he said he needed the vaccine before he could, you know, do away with the mask mandate. Now they got the vaccine, and he's not sure. He's not sure. We'll get to all of this as we go through it. But first, I just wanted to mention. Someone mentioned last hour I was talking about the latest story about a supposedly extinct species returning to life when they just happened to look harder for it. The masked bee in Australia. And people are texting me and saying, Howie, you missed the whole point of the masked bee. The reason the masked bee did not go extinct as they thought it did in 1923 was because it was wearing a damn mask. Here you are making sport of Joe Biden and Charlie Parker et al. For wanting everybody to wear a mask for the rest of their lives, and it saved the mask to be, didn't it? 844-500-4242. I also mentioned the fact that Oregon has said if you're a smoker, you can't get the vaccine, and Illinois has said if you're a smoker, you go to the front of the line. And 561 points out the Oregon-Illinois smoker thing. If it had happened under Trump, the news would say it's an indicator of a lack of direction at the federal level. Yes, they would. Nobody even noticed it. I got the story from the Sun-Times about the Illinois thing, and they just mentioned in the bottom that Oregon had gone in exactly the opposite direction. They got a moonbat pro-lockdown governor in Oregon, Kate Brown, just like Illinois does in J.B. Jabba the Hutt Pritzker. All right, 844-500-4242. First, let's play the the flashback cut of Governor Cuomo talking about how all women must be believed, and it's the charges that they made are always disputed and not believed by the male power structure. Cut 13.
After the Me Too movement, they did absolutely nothing when it came to sexual harassment. They have always nothing. Diminished the charges of women. Always. Consistently. And they're doing it again.
Again.
To cheapen or ridicule the pain a woman suffers from a sexual attack is disgusting. Sexist and disgusting. To second guess how a woman should have acted after a sexual attack is sexist and disgusting. It's just insensitive. You don't understand the pain. You don't understand how the system tortures a person who wants to come forward.
Now for his sexist and disgusting and cheapening press conference this morning in Albany. Cut 15.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed.
If you didn't do anything wrong, why do you feel awful and you're embarrassed? It's got to be one or the other, doesn't it? Cut 18.
I do not believe I have ever done anything in my public career that I am ashamed of.
That's why I feel awful about it.
I didn't know I was making her uncomfortable at the time. I feel badly that I did.
Now, you got to remember this, that he's going to talk about how he never, this next one, he's going to talk about how he never touched anyone and never meant to offend. We have pictures of him grabbing the woman by the cheeks, and she's scared. And this was after he put his hand on her back, when and she had an open dress in the back. And we have another woman, a second woman, saying that he, as she was leaving the office, he grabbed her and gave her a kiss on the lips when they were behind closed doors. Remember that. None of this is, none of what I just said is disputed, but this is his response today. Cut 19.
I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable. I never knew at the time I was making anyone feel uncomfortable. And I certainly never, ever meant to offend anyone.
I just like to grab women and kiss them and grab them by the cheeks and put my hand where it's not wanted, even though I never met them before. And I just like to give women that happen to be 38 years younger than me advice on where they should put their tattoos on their rear ends. And I like to ask women who are 38 years younger than me and are good looking and they work for me. I like to ask them, are you monogamous? I have nothing to be ashamed of. Cut 16.
You can go find hundreds of pictures of me kissing people. Men, women, it is my usual and customary way of greeting. You know that because you've watched me for, let's just say, more years than we care to remember. By the way, it was my father's way of greeting people. You're the governor of the state. You want people to feel comfortable. You want to reach out to them.
That's why I ask people, young women, if they're monogamous. I want them to feel comfortable around me. So his father did it too. As I told Grace earlier in the day, another reason to take his name off the Tappan Zee Bridge. So again, he didn't do nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. But even though he did nothing wrong, he has a statement he'd like to make. Cut 14.
I have learned from what has been an incredibly difficult situation for me as well as other people. And I've learned an important lesson. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for whatever pain I caused anyone. I never intended it. And I will be the better for this experience.
Again, remember, he's never done anything in his career that he's ashamed of, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You tell him, Loretta. That's Loretta Lynn. Don't tell me you're sorry. I know how sorry you are. Julia Salazar, she's a senator from Brooklyn. And it's amazing that the New York Post found all these Democrats. They didn't even bother to get quotes from Republicans because I guess they just expected Republicans would rip him. I would argue it's highly inappropriate to kiss a staffer on the lips without their unequivocal consent and highly inappropriate for the governor to put his hands in the face of a woman and grab her without her consent. These denials are very sad to watch. Let's see. We got some more cuts here. This is an assemblywoman, Yulin Wei from Manhattan. Cuomo keeps repeating he hasn't touched anyone inappropriately when there was literally a photo of him touching someone inappropriately. That's what I was telling you about at the wedding. That's the last one. Anna Rusch, I believe, is her name. Let's see here. Tom Abernathy. He's a Democrat from Tarrytown. So he's a male, apparently an Italian from the suburbs, as opposed to a female from the city. He told the Post that he felt the partial apology hasn't resolved the issue. When you set an environment in your office where young women are afraid, you're not setting the example. I don't think the press conference wiped out that image. Ron Kim, that's the guy who he was screaming at over the weekend, like he was screaming at the IG 20 years ago in the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He's in complete denial. His abusive behavior has hurt women, staff, journalists, and legislators. If Cuomo were sorry, he would have resigned yesterday. Gustavo Rivera, state senator. The Cuomo press conference was a masterclass in gaslighting. I like that. But change is nothing. So once again, his deeply toxic style of leadership does not need to lead to good governance. He needs to resign. Alessandra Biaggi, I wonder if she's related to Mario Biaggi, who was, a state senator and ran for mayor once. She also called for his resignation, calling his remarks inadequate and insensitive. Seems like he's got a lot of critics along that cross party, gender, race, ethnic lines. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back, and we've got the Charlie Parker cuts as well. Hit refresh on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of a new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh delivers simple recipes and high-quality ingredients picked at the peak of their ripeness so that they're bursting with flavor by the time they reach your doorstep. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips, which are painful these days given the reality of the situation with masks and one-way aisles and Karens lurking everywhere waiting to rat you out to the snitch line. With HelloFresh, you can enjoy cooking again and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. Try their 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes, quick breakfast and lunch, perfect for your busy schedule. HelloFresh offers more than 25 recipes each week, so there's something for everyone to enjoy, all designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Right, Jared?
Absolutely. We did the chicken sausage tagine with chickpeas last night. It was great. And I love that you can get things like that from HelloFresh, things I wouldn't normally cook, but I can try without having to, you know, commit to buying, you know, an entire bottle of turmeric or something like that that I won't go through. It's delicious. It's easy. They give you a placard, like a card, and it's just step-by-step instructions. So it's just so easy to follow, and it's so tasty.
And again, it's change your routine. It's gets boring after a while to be eating the same two or three dishes week after week. HelloFresh will help you out. Over 4 out of 5 HelloFresh customers say HelloFresh helps them lead a healthier lifestyle with delicious low-calorie, carb-smart, and vegetarian options every week. Different options. Get better value. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store, 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal, according to Zagat's dining survey, without sacrificing any quality. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping, for a limited time only. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. Start sleeping better tonight and get the acid out of your body with Balance 7. Save $10 on the six-pack with code word Howie. To order, go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be the last governor to end the mask mandate? Charlie Baker, Larry Hogan, Phil Murphy, Gavin Newsom, or Gretchen Whitmer?
Parker. Yep. Hello?
Parker polling at 21%. Gretchen Whitmer still in the lead at 62%.
All right. 844-500-4242. To recap before we go to the phone calls, Cuomo has never done anything in his career that he's ashamed of, but he feels awful about it, and frankly, he's embarrassed. And he says he's sorry, 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 and he'll be the better for the experience that he's never done anything that he's ashamed of. But he'll be better now that he's apologized over and over again. And he feels awful and is embarrassed about it. You got that straight? Can't believe it didn't get better reviews among the legislators in Albany. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Calling from the great state of Texas.
Yes, sir. God bless Texas.
I'm telling you, there's no mask mandate here as of next Wednesday. But this Wednesday, next Wednesday, you know, whatever. What's the difference? But I've got a couple things for you, Howie. First off, if Governor Cuomo doesn't know what it takes to make women uncomfortable, maybe he should ask his ex-wife. I mean, that'd be a great place to start.
Ooh.
But
that's as nasty,
you know,
as what he said to de Blasio.
Oh, man. And also, another thing, if there was even a reporter that was worth their half their weight in salt, they might want to look at the runnings around between him and Spitzer back in the day, and then you want to see some things fall out. But the one thing
he went after Spitzer pretty good. John, if he was cavorting with Spitzer in the days of client number nine, I mean, he hit it pretty well. And wouldn't Spitzer have pulled that out to try to save himself at the end? I don't think so. I mean, Cuomo's got a lot to answer. Someone wants to know that, you know, he was with that celebrity cook there and says, was some of this stuff going on when he was with that woman? He was living with her, right? What was her name? Sandra something? And, some of it happened. Like the most recent example with the, grabbing the woman's cheeks at the wedding, that was after he split up with her. But some of it was before. And he's got the picture of him with his hand on DeRosa, his chief secretary, at a restaurant in Manhattan, and she's just gotten married, and he's living with the celebrity chef there, and he's got his hand on her leg, but they're just friends, just like Rudy Giuliani was just friends with his press secretary too. Remember that? Thanks for the call, John. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, Howie. Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, the Bachelor show needs to have a new contestant, and he might be that guy because he's so hands-on. He's just like
I don't think he'd last long on the Bruce. I don't think he'd last long on the Bachelor, would he? He'd be out on the first week, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but what about who's the president? Joe. I don't even know his name because he doesn't mean anything to me, but he's just like him. He's just like him. Can you believe these people? And they get away with this, Howie.
They're Democrats, Bruce. You're not surprised at this point, are you? 609 says Cuomo is a member of the Wake Party. Certainly he should know that it's not his decision whether someone else thinks his actions are inappropriate. I know. That's the thing. They never apologize just, you know, without qualifications. It's always to say, I'm sorry if you were offended. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Yeah, I just want to say what they're accusing Cuomo on sexual harassment. How come they're not accusing Biden for sexual harassment and all the face touching and the head kissing that he's been doing?
Tara Reid, Rambo, has accused him of actually legally raping her. I mean, it's what Tara Reid accuses Biden of is much worse than anything Cuomo has been accused of, as gross as it might be, or as inappropriate as it might be. Thanks for the call, Rambo. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I wanted to tell you about something we've been discussing here, the Hamden County Retirement Board. That's out in Springfield and the surrounding area. This is a little hackorama that nobody ever hears of. There's 106 of these damn retirement boards that nobody knows what the hell they do. And apparently, at least some of them are just running a totally amok, like the one in Springfield or the one in Hamden County. It's based in Agawam. And the chairman is a guy named Richard Thoreau. And I've told you in the past he had three jobs or pensions, public sector jobs. He's been on at the public trough since 1972, believe it or not. And he's still there. And it turns out that he was going to these conferences down on the Cape, and he was charging the Hamden County Retirement Board, which he runs, $400 a night to stay in his own condo in Mashpee. They had a former state senator and a future judge. They were paying their health insurance, even though they were part-time insurance. They were making illegal Social Security payments for some of these people. They put the two lawyers, the former state senator and the future judge, they gave them retirement credits. They were scammed for $235,000 in internet scams when all this was going on. It's just they switched banks. That they switched from a bank that was holding millions of their dollars and charging them nothing for bank service charges, as no bank ever charges if you have a lot of money in the account or not so much money in the account. And they switched it to a bank that charged them $87,000 for service charges, even though they had millions of dollars. So today they had a big meeting, a telephone meeting for the board, and you know, because it's Zoom and the panic and all that stuff. And I'm reading from the headline from Mass Live, the Springfield Republican: Hamden County Retirement Board hosts chaotic phone meeting over audit findings. Heckler asks Thoreau — this is the guy with the three jobs, and he was trying to get a fourth job running for state rep till I wrote a column and knocked him out of the race — $400 to stay at your own house? This was an anonymous heckler got in. And for the record, let me state, I am not the anonymous heckler. I tried to talk to Thoreau last week and he hung up on me. The Hamden County Regional Retirement Board came under heavy fire from municipal leaders and members during its first public meeting since the release of a brutal state audit questioning a range of apparent financial missteps. There was an anonymous heckler who seemed laser-focused on mocking the triple-dipper, would-be quadruple-dipper, Thoreau. "What a crock!" the man barked during the call. "You're a crock! He's not going to answer any questions that made him look stupid!" He dodged specific questions about invoices he submitted to the board during the three-year audit period, suggesting he charged the agency to stay at his own condominium on Cape Cod during a professional conference. I don't think he's denied that. Here's how he's not denied it. He was paid $1,825 for these four conference visits, and the day the audit report came out last week by PERAC, which oversees all these agencies — it's a state agency itself — he wrote a check for $1,825 to the Hamden County Retirement Board. So I think he kind of admitted that he had charged the retirement board. Robert Markle, a former Springfield mayor and interim town manager for Hampton, asked, "Is this not an instance of fraud?" Thoreau answered, "I cannot answer that. I would like to comment further on that to clear up this issue, but I cannot right now." And at this point, the heckler, who was not me, chimed in, "$400 a night to stay at your own house?" Oh, boy. Let's see. What else have we got? Oh, Julianne Bartley. She's the niece of the former House Speaker. She's the executive director. We now know how former House Speaker David Bartley, who for the last 17 years has had a $157,000 a year state pension. We now know that she makes $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year. Don Davenport, he's on the board of selectmen at in Hamden. He's the chairman of the Hamden selectmen. He said he left the meeting feeling underwhelmed. The board's responses were inadequate, self-serving, and disingenuous. Clearly, there was wrongdoing and incompetence. The board needs to do the right thing, resign, or the state should step in. So that's the latest. 844-500-4242. $400 to stay at your own house? Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I got 2 points I want to make. First of all, now I know how Donald Trump feels. Living here in Maine, you made us feel disenfranchised. Your poll question, you forgot
Janet Mills. I know. We did. I as soon as we put it up, I realized we'd forgotten that. I apologize for that. Would you have voted for Janet Mills?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think she's as crazy as Charlie Parker. I mean, she's crazy. No. But she's not that crazy, is she?
No, but she's still going to be a one-termer. So now my second point in regards to Governor Cuomo, I think hopefully he's looking at all these allegations as a diversionary tactic for his nursing home fiasco, turning all those nursing homes into miniature Auschwitz. That's unconscionable what he did.
I agree. And that, you know, now there are these allegations that he got all these all this money from the Nursing Homes Association. They're some of the biggest contributors in New York State politics. And they are heavily financed all of his campaigns for governor. And then he turned around and basically granted them immunity, indemnified them from any kind of consequences, legal, civil consequences from all these people dying. And, you know, and again, so an earlier caller mentioned the fact that he said one reason he's hanging in there is because New York City is in such a precarious position. And the exact quote is, Cuomo said he wouldn't step down because there was too much work left to do, a list of duties that includes, he claimed, New York City. Though he never mentioned his nemesis, de Blasio by name, the meaning was clear. This is the exact quote. You also have New York City, which is in a very precarious situation. It's teetering, to use a word. Crime is way up. Homelessness is way up. Many people have left New York City. We have to get New York City functional again and safe again and viable again, and we have to do that quickly. Didn't he sign the no bail legislation? That's one of the major reasons why New York City is so unsafe. You can't hold any criminals unless they do something really atrocious, not just moderately atrocious, really atrocious. I want to play some of the Charlie Parker sound cuts. And again, we played a couple of these early on in the show, but it's almost like it's a religious thing now with him. And that he just says that, you know, this, pay no attention to the numbers coming down and, you know, all the people being vaccinated. And we used to say if you were vaccinated, you were safe, but that we've changed the rules. We've moved the goalposts. If you want salvation in the cult of the mask, you have to keep wearing the mask, even if you've been vaccinated. Cut number 9.
One of the things nobody knows at this point is whether, if you are in fact infected and you don't get sick and you don't show symptoms, even if you've been vaccinated, are you still somebody who could carry it and give it to somebody else who's not vaccinated?
You know, in like the Catholic faith, everyone's born with original sin, right? But you can get baptized. How do you get baptized in the cult of the mask? He's just telling you there's no way out. What's the point of being in a religion where you can't get to heaven? And that's what it is. It's a religion. cut three.
But at the end of the day, this is still an incredibly contagious virus, and people need to take it seriously.
Cut four.
So, I mean, I certainly hope people don't put down their guard. I mean, some of the decisions that we made with respect to our guidance around here in Massachusetts was really simply going back to where we were in the fall.
Because we were in such a great place in the fall. Can I hear just the beginning of that where he goes,
So,
was he on that Hamden? Was he the heckler? Cut six.
I think the mask mandate has been an important element in both encouraging behavior, but also sending a message about the importance of recognizing and understanding that COVID is still very much with us.
That's what you say. How about it's not in Texas. I'm down here in Florida. It's not in Florida. It's not in Alabama or Mississippi. It was never in South Dakota. But I guess, we now have a state religion in Massachusetts, and it's the cult of the mask. It's Maskachusetts. And every day there will be a reading of the panic porn by Governor Baker. Let's hear it one more time.
So
844-500-4242. If you want to call in, you have to begin by saying, so I've been on Balance 7 for 2 weeks now, and I cannot believe my energy. I've been feeling so good that some days I go for 3 bike rides. That's on the weekends. Now you ask, what is Balance 7? Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you can take 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products, and I could be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. It's made in the USA. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. As I said, it's a great American-made product. It's sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order any of the 1 month supply and put in code word Howie. You'll save $10 and get free shipping. That's balance7, the number 7.com. Code word Howie.
Follow Howie on Twitter at Howie Car Show. You won't regret it.
You just shot an unarmed man. Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Car Show.
So, I was just reading more about the Hamden County Retirement Board meeting. Again, this is from Mass Live. Aside from its contentious nature, the teleconference was marred by bad audio, clunky interplay among the participants, and a period of loud hold music randomly interrupting the discussion. Sounds like all of these meetings. Aren't they all the same? That describes most of them, right? 844-500-4242. 619 says, so if the vaccine doesn't work, what the hell is the point of it then? The point of it was to make a lot of money for big pharma, right? And the point of it was to say that Trump couldn't do it right so they could defeat Trump. And so now there's no point to it. So they're gonna move on, and they're gonna come up with the new mutant variant. P1, they call it. I'm with Limerick guy. They ought to just call it the 2022 vaccine, the midterm. The midterm variant, so they can continue the mail-in voter scam going forward. Quint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Quint.
This Baker and Cuomo are both chumps. You know, they're probably thinking about doing a bid for president together, or one or the other. They should both do some update in jail together.
How did the Northeast get all these winter governors? I mean, think about it. I mean, you got Murphy and Charlie Parker. They went even to the same high school. And then the states of the state between Jersey and the state that's connected to both New Jersey and to Massachusetts is New York, which is run by Cuomo, who's I don't know if he's a bigger fraud than Parker. Well, I guess he is a bigger fraud because he's a fraud on a national scale. I mean, what did the Northeast do to deserve all these nitwits? And then I'll throw Janet Mills in there too. And I'll throw Phil Scott in there, too, from Vermont. We just talked to the guy who was shut down today at his UPS store, put out of business because he wouldn't wear a mask and his employee wouldn't wear a mask, and she's got a medical condition. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Quint. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Hey, is that true that Governor Baker said he's going to give us guy dance? So what dance is he going to do, the Charleston, the Chattanooga Choo Choo, or the Hully Gully?
So
let's play another Baker cut here. Cut 8.
But if I've learned anything since the start of this,
you've learned nothing.
How important it is for people to have an opportunity who want a vaccine to get it. How important it is to put it into the arms of people who either are at risk themselves or work with people who are at risk. And we've done a pretty good job on both of those things in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Don't worry, you will not be cut off. You are number 135,462 in line. We've done a great job. We've done a great job. The waiting time is only 6,000 hours. Oh, sure. 844-500-4242. Cut number 2.
I can't emphasize how big a deal one shot is relative to 2. It's not just about convenience. It's also about, you know, how you're putting your doses to work.
What, are you a doctor? What do you know about vaccines, as your hero Joe Biden would say? Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Howie? I'm from Boston, and I'll put it to you like this. We will always have this vaccine. Bill Gates, Mr. Creator Fauci, gave us a new flu that will be around forever. But just like Texas and the rest of them, we have to be precautious, be normal, and just live life. And everybody will be all right.
You know, there's a story in The Blaze. It's a really interesting story today, and it points out that all flus, all of these viruses are always mutating. That's what a virus does, right? But now that it can be used for political purposes and for purposes of controlling the population, this becomes a world-changing event. They're using this to scare people like they tried to use climate change, and climate change just didn't have it as a new religion. But apparently, the threat of floods in 100 years, who's going to be scared? You're not going to be around in 100 years. But the threat of being killed by a virus tomorrow, I mean, that's more immediate, right? So that this has worked out. They've been experimenting with a new religion to scare people. And climate change didn't work, so they've switched over to COVID-19. And now they've got a vaccine. But it's, so they're having to change the rules of the game. They're having to change the rules of, dare I say it, salvation. It's not enough to take the holy sacrament of the vaccine. You have to continue to offer remorse, contrition, penance, indulgences. I'm Howie Carr.
So...